Yaroslava's Flowers, story by Noel Parent, illustrated by Pankuri Singh, designed by Krupa Javari, Auroville, India, 2015. For the mother and Sri Aurobindo, for all who love the spirit of flowers and nature, for children of all ages, for the life divine. Once there was a little girl named Yaroslava who was born in a field of flowers. Yaroslava loved flowers. She loved flowers so much that when she listened closely, the flowers would speak to her. They would tell her how to care for them, when to water them, and sometimes they even complained about not getting enough attention. But they especially loved to tell Yaroslava their secret special names. One day, the great flower spirit appeared to Yaroslava.
"I have watched you all your life, Yaroslava," she said. "You have a special connection with my flower children. So, I have an important work for you to do. Will you help me?" Yaroslava's eyes got big as her smile got even bigger too. She replied emphatically,
"Yes, yes, I will help you."
"Wonderful," exclaimed the flower spirit. "Flowers have the ability to change everything according to their unique nature. When each flower tells you its name, it is also revealing the special power it has changed the world."
"But what do I need to do?" asked Yaroslava.
The flower spirit held out a small bag and said, "You must take these magic seeds and plant them in very special places wherever help is needed." Yaroslava carefully took the bag of magic seeds as the flower spirit began to disappear.
"I will plant every flower seed with love," she said joyfully.
And then off she went to begin her journey. After a while of walking around, Yaroslava came upon an area near the town center which was littered with trash and old broken junk. Weeds were growing everywhere, and it was very messy.
"I think this place needs a little help," thought Yaroslava.
So she took one magic seed out of the bag, held it in her hand gently, and closed her eyes. As she listened closely to the flower seed, Yaroslava heard a soft, tiny voice say, "My true name is New Birth." Then she grabbed one more seed. "My name is Beauty of Tomorrow," it told her. Yaroslava found a nice place in the middle of the littered area and planted the two seeds.
"Magic flowers, please blossom,"
she whispered to them as she started her way home for the day. The very next day, Yaroslava returned to the place where she had planted the first seeds and found, to her amazement, that the two seeds had grown overnight into giant plants with lots of flowers in full bloom. The whole area was clean of litter and junk, and even the other plants and weeds around the area had their own little flowers blooming. The place had become beautiful.
"These seeds really are magic," she said to herself. I must continue planting.
So off she went to continue her journey.
As she walked down the road, Yaroslava saw old Mr. Frumpy in his yard, yelling at everyone, especially at the little kids passing by. He was always grumpy, and she had never once seen him smile.
He definitely needs help, Yaroslava thought to herself.
After a few moments, Mr. Frumpy went back inside his house. So Yaroslava quickly went to the edge of his yard and pulled out two more seeds. Again, the names of the flower seeds revealed themselves to her.
This one is Happy Heart, she murmured, and this one is Eternal Smile.
These should work very good here, she said with excitement. So she planted them quickly in Mr. Frumpy's yard and then ran off home before he could see her.
The following morning, Yaroslava set out to continue planting, but first she made her way back to Mr. Frumpy's house to check on the seeds. As she came near, she could see Mr. Frumpy looking at two giant flowering plants in his front yard. But she could not see his face. When she stopped at the edge of his yard, Mr. Frumpy turned around to reveal a great big smile on his face.
I woke up this morning and I've never felt so happy in all my life, he cried out. Then I came out here and found these beautiful flowers which have magically appeared in my yard, and now I just can't seem to stop smiling.
Yaroslava smiled right back at Mr. Frumpy, who was not so frumpy anymore, and said to him,
They are magic flowers just for you.
Then she started skipping down the road to continue her journey.
Thank you, thank you,
Mr. Frumpy replied with a big smile. As Yaroslava continued to wander around town, she saw an older woman struggling to push a wheelbarrow full of soil near an empty field. Yaroslava stopped and asked the woman,
Do you need help?
The woman looked at her and replied,
I could use a lot of help, little friend. I am starting this neighborhood garden, but I am the only one who has come to start the work. I cannot do this all alone.
Well, said Yaroslava, I have some magic flower seeds that I think will help. Can I plant them in your garden?
Most certainly, replied the woman. I can use all the magic I can get.
So Yaroslava ran into the field and found three special places for three new seeds.
You certainly belong here, Mr. Collaboration Flower, she said, as the seed revealed its name to her. And so do you, Miss Generosity. And this garden will certainly need your help, little flower seed with a name like Organized Teamwork.
So she planted the seeds with care and then said goodbye to the lady and went home. The next day, Yaroslava returned to the neighborhood garden. There were new people everywhere, and all of them were working hard to plant the new garden and even build a garden shed. The older woman saw Yaroslava and came to her immediately.
It's a miracle,
she cried out as she pointed at the three new flowering plants.
Your magic seeds really worked. They grew overnight. And all these people have come with lots of energy to help build the gardens. It's amazing.
Yaroslava smiled.
Flowers can change everything, she said to the lady, as she ran off to continue her planting.
Further down the road, Yaroslava saw something that made her very sad.
Big machines were uprooting trees from the ground and digging out all the plants in a construction area.
She saw squirrels and other animals running away.
Oh, flower spirit, she cried out. We must help this place.
She grabbed 3 seeds from the bag and waited until the machines were done for the day.
Then she snuck into the area and began planting each seed in its own special place.
Since your name is Protection, we will plant you here, she whispered. And over here, we will plant Changing of Wrong Movements into Right. And finally, Divine Grace.
Then she quickly ran away while whispering,
Grow magic seeds, grow magic seeds, grow magic seeds.
The next day, Yaroslava ran back to the construction site and found a big crowd of people standing around. The seeds she had planted had grown so big with so many flowers that even the workers couldn't understand how they got there. The community people were so amazed that some of them were trying to help some of the damaged plants survive, and others were sitting around Yaroslava's flowers to block the big machines from destroying them.
We won't stop you from building, said one young man to the workers, but we won't let you destroy any more trees or plants. You'll just have to build around them.
Yaroslava saw that she had helped as much as she could, so she decided to go and find more places to help. As she continued down the road, Yaroslava passed by a hospital and saw a little boy her age in a wheelchair. She stopped and asked,
Why are you in a wheelchair?
The boy replied,
I'm very sick and must stay in the hospital until they find a way for me to get better.
I'm sorry you are sick, said Yaroslava.
Then she got an idea.
Wait here and I'll be right back.
She ran nearby to the neighborhood garden and asked the lady for 2 small pots with soil. Then she raced back to the boy in the wheelchair.
I have 2 magic seeds that will grow into flowers to help you get better, she told the boy. This one is named Spiritual Power of Healing. And?
Then the boy interrupted and gave Yaroslava a funny look.
Magic seeds? I don't believe in magic, he snorted back to her.
And this one is named Receptivity.
Yaroslava continued as she planted the seeds into the pots.
Just keep them with you until tomorrow, she said, and then you will see if there's really magic in them.
Well, okay, said the boy,
as Yaroslava put the pots next to him in his wheelchair.
Magic flowers heal, magic flowers heal, she whispered to herself as she walked away from the boy with a serious look on her face.
The next day, Yaroslava returned to the hospital to look for the boy in the wheelchair. She looked around outside, but she could not see him anywhere. Then suddenly she heard someone shouting.
Hey, flower girl, flower girl, the voice cried out.
Yaroslava looked up at the hospital building and saw the boy from the wheelchair waving to her from a window above which had leafy vines with bright purple flowers flowing out of it.
"Your flowers grew so fast that they don't fit inside my room," he yelled to her. "And now the doctors tell me I can go home because I am much better."
"Your flowers really are magic," he said with a glowing smile.
"I'm glad you're better," yelled Yaroslava. "Now you can share the flowers with other people in the hospital and give them a little magic too."
I will, replied the boy. Then Yaroslava turned and began walking once again to find a place for the last seed in her bag. While she walked round the town, Yaroslava noticed so many places needing help, but none of them seemed to be the right place for this last seed. It just wouldn't reveal its special name to her. She began to become very frustrated, and then noticed that she was standing right in front of her own home.
"Oh, flower spirit," she began, "I have walked everywhere, but I cannot find the right place to plant this last seed. Please help me."
The flower spirit reappeared and said, "Yaroslava, you have done much good in helping to change the world around you with my flowers. But we must also change within ourselves, so that we may blossom too. Perhaps this seed is meant to help you change in some way." Yaroslava closed her eyes and listened deeply to the seed. "Patience is my true name," it revealed to her. And Yaroslava knew at once that this seed was for her, so she planted it right in her own front yard.
"Thank you, flower spirit," she said joyfully. "I will definitely be more patient tomorrow."
The flower spirit smiled and then held out her hand once again.
"The world needs much more help so that the future can grow brighter. Here are more magic seeds. But these we must plant together with many other people. For these seeds need more than just one person in order to blossom in all their power and beauty."
"I am power of collective aspiration," said one. "My name is New World," said another.
"Power of the future, beauty of the new creation."
And finally, "Divine love spreading over the world," the last seed revealed. Yaroslava smiled happily and exclaimed,
"I love flowers."
Then, together with the flower spirit, they went off on a new journey to plant magic flowers wherever they could find people to help them. The end. To find out more about these flowers and others, please read the book Flowers and Their Messages by the Mother. Or visit the following website, www.blossomlikeaflower.com. The many names of Yaroslava's flowers. The spiritual name, New Birth, the Latin name, Origanum Marjoran, the common name, Sweet Marjoram, and the plant type, Small Herb. Beauty of Tomorrow is Hibiscus Hawaiian, common name Hibiscus,
a shrub.
Happy heart, Ravenia spectabilis, another shrub.
Eternal smile,
Hibiscus miniatus, hibiscus small shrub.
Collaboration,
Dianthus caryophyllus, carnation, clove pink in color, a small plant.
Generosity,
Impatiens balsamina,
balsam snapweed, a small plant.
Organized teamwork, Averoa carambola, the carambola fruit tree, a tree.
Protection, Bougainvillea, a thorny creeper.
Movements into right, Nerium oleander, rose bay oleander, large shrub.
Divine grace,
Hibiscus mutabilis, changeable rose, a shrub.
Spiritual power of healing,
Petrea, queen's wreath, a creeper.
Receptivity,
Gladiolus hortulanus, a bulbous plant.
Patience,
Mimusops elengi, a medlar tree.
Aspiration,
Oya coronosa, wax flower, it's a creep.
The new world,
Bixa aureana,
the lipstick tree, anato.
Power of the future,
Hibiscus comet, a shrub.
Beauty of the new creation,
Hibiscus hawaiian,
divine love governing the world.
Braunea coccinea,
scarlet flame bean, a small tree.
The story told in this book is inspired by the work of Mother Meera Alfasa of the Sri Aurobindo Ashram in Pondicherry, India. During her life, the mother identified the spiritual significance of 900 flowers and taught about the power that flowers have to heal and transform consciousness. Along with Sri Aurobindo, she also pursued the work of transforming the consciousness of the earth by awakening the divine truth in matter, especially in the cells of the body. You can learn more about Sri Aurobindo and the Mother at www.sriaurobindoashram.org. Introduction to Auroville, an international township in South India, is an experiment in human unity. Inspired by the vision of the Mother, it began in 1968 with a small number of pioneers who began working to build a city of peace and unity through the transformation of consciousness. Over the years, Auroville has been supported by UNESCO, the government of India, and many other countries and groups around the world. It has grown to a population of 2,400 people from over 50 countries. The purpose of Auroville is to realize human unity and to be a city of unending education in all spheres of life, including spiritual and material researches. You can learn more about Auroville at www.auroville.org.